اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about two verses in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 39 and Ayah 40, on page
85.
Brothers and sisters, turn to page 85. Dear listeners, Ayah 39 and 40 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's everyone, first and foremost, at the very beginning, listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما. إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما.
Amazing. Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, what does Allah Almighty say in these two verses? Very important. Very important point I have to mention here for you. Brothers and sisters, shortly we'll mention, then inshallah, the details, you yourself will move on today. Inshallah, the tafsir books, inshallah, learn there, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما. Allah Almighty says a very beautiful thing. What harm would it have done them, okay, had they believed in Allah on the last day? What would have happened? What harm would have happened to them if they had believed in the Day of Judgment? It talks about the previous ayah. Look, in the previous ayah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. There are people, okay, who like donate, but they don't care about Allah. They don't care about the Day of Judgment. They don't believe, actually. Okay? They don't believe. So if they believed, yeah, they would do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty, yes? But they don't believe, so they don't care about Allah, so they don't do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty says, what if they believed? Would something bad happen to them? This is a very broad topic, okay? So we shortly mention, so you can discuss it with the scholars. Look, Allah Almighty says, what harm would it have done them had they believed in Allah on that last day? وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, and spent out of what Allah has provided them, and also make the intention would be for Allah. What would have happened if the intention was for Allah Almighty? Yeah? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا. Allah knows them well. Fawad, I'll raise a question. I want you, inshallah, to judge, okay? Okay, Fawad? Let's see. Look, I believe in the Day of Judgment. There is another person, he does not believe in the Day of Judgment. I donate, I help the poor for the sake of Allah Almighty. My intention is this. He as well helps, but not for the sake of Allah Almighty. Okay? I do my prayers, he does not. I do my fasting, he does not. Okay? I follow the teachings, the rulings of Islam, but he doesn't. Now, suppose the day of judgment does not happen. Okay? Does not happen. It doesn't exist. After we, like, when we die, it's all over. Who is harmful here? Me or him? He didn't believe. I believed. Me? No one. No one. Not me, not him. Because he didn't believe, so of course, the day of judgment. Look, two cases. First, let's suppose that the day of judgment does not happen. It's not a fact. It doesn't
wait,
exist.
Wait.
So nobody is harmful here, yes?
If you did the work with the intention of Allah, did it make you happy?
It made me happy. Yeah. I had a happy life.
So if he didn't do it for the sake of Allah, the person,
mm-hmm.
and he felt happy.
Yeah, we both had our happiness in this world.
Yeah.
And we died, okay, so the day of judgment never happened. And he was right, and I was wrong, but I enjoyed my life, he also enjoyed
so the happiness.
Who is harmful now?
Mostly no one.
No one. But now, the next case. What if I did my prayers, I did everything, and he didn't? I believed in the day of judgment in Allah Almighty. He didn't. So the day of judgment happened. Who is harmful?
Him.
Him. So basically, yeah. You believe in the day of judgment, okay? Even if it doesn't happen, you have not been harmful. Okay? So Allah Almighty says this. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. What harm would have happened to them if they believed in the day of judgment? Huh? While the day of judgment is a fact. Nothing. So this is a question that we really, like, makes us think about it a bit. Okay, next point in the next ayah. Allah Almighty says in the next ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Almighty never wrongs someone. Okay? Allah Almighty never disrespects someone's right. Look, if you have done a single good thing, Allah Almighty will give you the reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah Almighty does not wrong anyone, even to the extent of an atoms of weight. Okay? وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً. And if it is a good deed, look, if you do a good deed, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالُهَا. He will get 10 times rewards for that, for one action if you take. Here also Allah Almighty says, وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. Allah will double it, okay? The reward, if you do. Okay? If you do a single good thing, respect in this world as well, and the hereafter as well. وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah Almighty gives from himself a great reward to that person. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. Be with Let's Recite the Quran. غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي. Inshallah, I really want you, recommend you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for details. Now, Fawad and Ali Nasir, if you're ready, let's mention some important tajweed rules, inshallah, then we'll move on. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Thanks for cooperation, though. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. It really matters how you pronounce it, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dal.
Yeah, وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. So it really matters, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dhal.
Dhal. Wamaza is wrong. Wamaza. And also the way you read this word. Wamaza. this is a questioning, okay? A question that really tells them to think about it. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ says what? What harms, okay, can affect you if you believe in the day of judgment? وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Whenever the word Allah you see the word Allah, okay? There is a kasra right before the word Allah. Try to read the word Allah with an A sound. Am I right? بِاللَّهِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. These all are the examples for an A sound. Forward. What if we don't have a kasra, we have a fatha or a dhamma right before the word Allah. How do we pronounce the word Allah?
Heavily.
Heavily, with an aw sound. Good job. Like what? Like,
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ
عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Okay, or for example, what?
وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ.
This way. Next one.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ.
So the pronunciation of the word Allah is different.
بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُ.
Look, one is pronounced with an A sound, the other one is pronounced with an O sound. It matters, yes? When to pronounce it. The rule simply says, if there's a kasra before the word Allah, pronounce it with an A sound. If there's a fatha or a dhamma, pronounce it with an aw sound. Very simple. Next important rule here is the letter jim, that tells you an important point about stopping, that you are allowed to stop or
continue.
Mashallah. Next ayah, inna Allah, look, the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound.
La yadhlimu, yadhlimu,
pronounce the law correctly.
Mith
قَالَ
ذَرَّهْ
رَا heavily. قَاف heavily. مِثْقَالَ
ذَرَّهْ.
صِلَة tells you for what?
It's better to continue.
Better to continue. There is another sign just opposite to صِلَة. Ali Nasir?
قِيلَ.
قِيلَ. Right. It says it's better to stop, yes?
Yeah.
صِلَة tells you better to continue. قِيلَ says better to stop.
Stop.
But both of them tell you that you can continue.
Yep.
Or you can stop.
Yeah.
وَإِن تَكُوا نُن ساكن plus تَا you should hide the sound of نُن ساكن, right?
Yes.
وَإِن تَكُوا حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا حَسَنَةً تَنْوِين plus يَا حَسَنَة
إِدْغَام
إِدْغَام حَسَنَة. How do you read it? حَسَنَة
تَي
yes. حَسَنَتَي
حَسَنَتَي يُضَاعِفْهَا.
ضَاد is a heavy letter. ضَاعِفْهَا.
وَيُؤْتِي مِن لَدُنْهَا مِن لَدُنْهَا,
right? You see the tashdeed on lam? مِن لَدُنْهَا. You skip noon, you merge it to lam.
مِن لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
No changes to the tanween. أَجْرًا actually is pronounced with an echoing sound. So, ready to read these two ayatain?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please practice with us.
وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله
وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله.
أحسنتم. رزقهم الله. It was a long ayah. That's why you were about to run out of breath. Yes. No problem. MashaAllah. Practice. Okay.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة
وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما
وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله That's all for today Brothers and sisters, stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان مع